USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans flying over the 4th of July weekend may be in for a bumpy ride. An average of nearly 700 flights a day have been canceled over the past week due to staffing shortages. These travelers sharing with MSNBC their travel horror stories.
There is a lack of help upstairs. So right now, I'm actually, my flight got switched, so I have a five-hour layover.
To take you to get there, I got to LaGuardia Airport in New York at 6 in the morning to find out that my 8 o'clock flight was canceled.
Turns out the United States may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Fed Reserve, GDP now shows the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
A deadly police chase happens in southern Texas.
Four people were killed and three others are in critical condition after a driver suspected of human smuggling crashed into a truck, according to the Texas Department of Safety.
The suspect vehicle that was being pursued by Border Patrol exited the interstate at a high rate of speed, lost control, and crashed into a stationary vehicle.
The fatal crash is the second deadly human smuggling event this week in Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The trial of WNBA basketball player Brittany Griner will resume next Thursday in Russia. That country's state news agency saying charges were announced against a member of the Phoenix Mercury by the prosecutor. Griner stands accused of having under a gram of marijuana oil in her luggage when she arrived in Russia back in February. She plays there during the WNBA's off-season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Prosecutors in Michigan are not giving up after a judge declared a mistrial in a case earlier this year. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
A federal judge ordered two defendants charged in alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan kidnapping scheme, to face trial. Setting a tentative start date for August 9th, nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
The RV industry is revving up for a sales rebound despite record high gas prices. Brandon Honeyman, general manager of an RV dealer in Kentucky, says a lot of people are looking to upgrade or make changes right now.
Having a lot of first timers and things from the pandemic, what they're doing is they're upgrading or they're looking at other options for them and their family. And so I think that's one thing that's attributed to some stronger numbers as we still go into the summer here.
Winnebago is reporting historically strong sales compared to 2018 and 19. As inflation hits many industries hard right now, it's not the case for the RV business. As always, for more news, remember you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.